It's that time of the morning again when we get together and do a little road tripping with Bob and Mark.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get off.
Actually, I think both of them have settled back in and come back off the road. Mark, I'm glad that you made your trip back from Hawaii, but I'm guessing you're not glad you're back from Hawaii.
It's a little bit of the January gloom here, and we were beautiful, beautiful warm days over there. And so, yeah, it's a little challenging, but I'm ready to get up on the slopes or do something wintry.
Yeah, we had a nice response from your discussions last week, sharing your experiences exploring the volcanoes, something that many people obviously have thought about doing but just never pulled the trigger on actually getting out. So thanks for that last week. Bob Grove is also with us. You've been dealing with, I think, the leftovers of the precipitation from Southern California down there where you are.
It's been very rainy here. Still raining now, and I think we get a little bit of break tomorrow, but there's a lot of rain in our forecast.
Yeah. Well, it's only appropriate. It is L.A. Virkin, so you might as well get L.A. weather from time to time.
There you go.
Especially the leftover stuff. San Diego, and you were there not that long ago visiting relatives. San Diego just getting blasted the last week and actually have some flooding down there. They said they got a month's worth of precipitation, which still isn't a lot, but got it within a matter of hours, and it just caused all kinds of problems. All right, you guys wanted to talk about four picture-perfect small towns in the state of Utah to go visit in 2024. And, Mark, we'll start with you up in the Eden-Huntsville area.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to separate those two towns. Huntsville is so – it's got such a vibe to it that's just so historic, and Eden as well. And you can access these two communities from off of the Ogden area. And we just thought that this, with the three ski resorts that are around there that also do summertime activities up there, and you've got Pine View Reservoir, and you got some really fun red restaurants. We've talked about the Mad Moose Cafe up there in Eden.
Yeah.
There's just so much. There's so much to enjoy, and that ambiance up there is just really great. We just think that Eden and Huntsville is one of those places you want to put on your list to go visit here soon or sometime this year.
I fell in love with that spot because we were boat owners once upon a time, and we would leave our boat dry docked up there at Pine View. So we spent quite a few weekends up there when my kids were little. So that is a great spot. Bob, where are we headed with you?
Well, let's go to the central part of the state, to Spring City, Utah. In San Pete County, it's located about between Manti and Mount Pleasant, Fairview area. This is a really neat area. This town is very historic. Almost all the buildings in town are registered in the National Historic Registry. Just a very cute little town. They're very traditional. They celebrate a lot of events and festivals through the year for their heritage. Highway 89 is called the Heritage Highway. And so through this section of San Pete County, there's a lot of art, boutique shops, and a lot of things that are connected to the art community. So I used to have a client in the area called Windwalker Ranch, and I was looking it up to see if it's still around, but now it's become the Windwalker Homestead. So that's a great place to stay. It's about 5 miles south of Spring City, just a really cool area situated up against the Wasatch Plateau. So that's one of them. I think it's a really neat area. Not that far from Mark, actually, in Mona.
Yeah. Panguitch is our next stop, Mark.
And where do we get the name Panguitch from? Well, it means big fish in the Native American language. And so it's a great stop. It's right there on Highway 89, just to the west and a little north of Bryce Canyon National Park and Red Canyon, which is part of the national forest there. There are two creeks. One is Panguitch Creek that comes from Panguitch Lake and down into Panguitch. You got the Sevier River. A lot of people like to fish the Sevier right in that area. That's coming right along Panguitch. It sits in this beautiful, lush valley. It's about 6,000 feet in elevation, but you've got cedar breaks in that area. And one of the things I love about Panguitch is they've got these red brick homes. Years ago, they started a brick-making kiln, and there's got to be 10 or 20 at least red brick homes that are historic homes now in Panguitch. And some of them are bed and breakfasts or vacation rentals that you can stay in. So we think that's a great place. Also coming up in June, they have the Quilt Walk Festival and a balloon festival in Panguitch. And if you go online and search for the Quilt Walk Festival, you'll see a video I produced for them 10 years ago or so. It's about the quilt walk and the history of that.
I love that. I'm really happy that many of these are right there along Highway 89. You guys will both remember that a few years ago, that group of crazies that I hang out with decided we were going to go border to border, Mexico to Canada on Highway 89, and I did it on my motorcycle. But one of the reasons we wanted to draw so much attention to it, Bob, and you can speak to this, is that we're in fear of some of these small-town celebrations and what is really Americana is going to be lost. Some of it already has been.
Hey, that's right. You know, they are trying their hardest to keep these traditions and these events and cultural events together. But, you know, it's getting harder with so many moving out of the community. But those who are generations deep are fighting hard to keep them alive.
Yeah, the problem is that the interstate highways bypassed all of those things, and it is a quicker way to travel, but it's not a better way to travel. That was our main message of being there. Take us to Scenic Byway 12, Bob.
Well, this is one of our favorite routes, of course, one of the most scenic byways in the country. But at the town of Escalante is one that Mark and I, if you're a local, it's called Escalante.
Yeah, right.
So if you go into town, you say Escalante, they know you ain't from these here parts. But so it's Escalante or Escalante if you're from out of the area. But this is such a neat area. It's right there in the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. So much to see and do there. A great place to stay is the Slot Canyons Inn. If you go there, tell Joette Marie hi from Bob and Mark. It's near the state park, the Petrified Forest State Park. On the Hills Backbone Road that goes between Escalante and Boulder, the Hole in the Rock Road that goes down to Lake Powell. There's just so much to see and do. That, you know, we'd have to have a whole segment and more to be able to talk about all the things to do and to see in the Escalante area on Highway 12.
So where are you from? Escalante.
No, it's Escalante.
Got it. Escalante. All right,
there
so I'm really an outsider. Bob Grove, Mark Wade, thank you. Mark, tell everybody where to find you online.
So UtahPhotogs.com or RoadTrippinWithBobAndMark.com.
And there is a link off of the Photogs page, right, to the Road Trippin'?
That's right.
There is.
All right. Bob Grove, Mark Wade, thanks, guys. We'll take another break. We've got a news update on the half hour, and then we're going to engage in a bit of skidjoring as we head back to the Heber Valley. Road again.